All right, Cole Seeley. Hey, last week you had started well. You admitted you got a little bit tired. Didn't finish where you wanted to. I think this week was an improvement overall. I mean, again, up front starts, you know, I think a better week.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first two main events, whatever you want to call them, were awesome. Like, I was stoked. And it came relatively easy to me. Like, not saying that in a cocky way, just like...
Wow, bro. Bragging about it.
It was just like kind of... I was just flowing. Like, I guess that's the best way to put it. And I felt like I belonged up there finally. I was just like hitting my marks, not really trying, like over trying, I'd say, to where I was using too much energy. And then, the last one was kind of a wash. I didn't ride very well, and I got tired.
Yeah, what happened in the very end?
Yeah, literally, like, one lap from getting the white flag, or one turn from getting the white flag, I got sideways in those little whoops and went down pretty good. And then just kind of...
Savachi got limp.
I think Kenny, Savachi, and... Yep. And then behind that was, like, nobody. And so I was like, I'm just going to, like, ride this out. I was hurting. I punched the ground. Like, it was a little get-off, but nothing too big. But, it was a good night. Like, I'm stoked. Just top five. That's been, like, my goal since Anaheim, you know, just getting the top five, And I've been fast. It's just the results have not translated, and it's been extremely frustrating. Right. And it's hard, you know. Like, I know I have the speed to get up there. It's just last year's injury and setback, it took a lot more out of me than I thought it did. And but I'm fighting. That's all I can do. And you know, 13 rounds in right now, it's so hard to make up strength and cardio and not completely just wash yourself out for the weekend. So sure. I'm finding that balance, and I'm working with it, and just really listening to my body and doing what I can to improve each weekend and each week back at the training facility.
Whoops, speed was good again. I think last week it was really good. We talked about, and it took a lot out of you, though. But in this week, it didn't seem like it took as much out of you. You were still skimming. You were still fast in them.
Yeah. I actually, like, that's one thing tonight when I was early today in practice. Like, I think these whoops are not going to break down. Okay. Finally, we're going to have a set of whoops that we're skimming all night. Yeah. We haven't seen that, and nonetheless, too. So I was extremely happy with that, and it was like one of those things where actually when I was behind Eli in the first one, if I made a mistake and he pulled me a little, I was like, I'll get him back in the whoops. I'll make my time back up in the whoops. So I knew I could set up passes there. I knew I could kind of work that to my advantage. And
I don't remember this Cole Seeley incredible whoop speed guy that we're seeing so far this year or so far.
I wouldn't say that I'm like I've ever been like extremely fast in the whoops, but I've never been like slow. I'm kind of like in between guys. So. It's really just a confidence thing, and I've been working on it back at the test track and trying to find that. Like, everything I just got to find confidence with. It's such a mental game for me right now, and getting confidence, getting momentum, and really just adapting to the situation. I'm not used to, like, going out there and being like, well, I hope I can get top eight tonight. I hope I can get top. That's not me usually. Usually I'm like, how do I get on the podium? You know, what needs to happen? How do I get a good start to put myself in a good position to get a podium or you know, sometimes win? And it's not what I'm used to. Like, I'm not used to these rebuilding years, so it's been a strange kind of year for me.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen you, you know, that far back that we've seen you this year. You won here before a long time ago, maybe not that long ago, but does it mean anything? Does it matter? You get off the plane? Does it feel happier? I don't know.
Yeah, I think just like all the happy memories kind of come back to you. You know, it's such a long ride over there. So like I remember like riding back to the pit like after that main event, being so happy. Definitely like I wouldn't say like it has that much of like an advantage for me because of that, but definitely has a good vibe, a good feeling. Yeah. So it's I don't know. It's just a happy feeling, I guess.
I haven't talked to you about Triple Crowns, I don't think, this year. So we've done three of them now. We're all done. Where are you at on these things? I love them. I can understand if you guys don't. That's a lot of things that aren't great for you. What's your thoughts on it?
I like them a lot, actually. I think they can be kind of massaged and tweaked a little bit to fit better. Like, because it's obviously great for the fans. You get a lot of racing out of it and a lot of exciting racing. So I think that's good. But for as a racer, like from the time I cross the finish line to the time where I'm like suiting back up to go, it's like 30 minutes. Yeah. So it's gnarly.
I could get that. Or even the mechanics. I think more about those guys, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Right. I mean, I didn't even really think of that because I was
you think about the mechanics more.
No, I know. But I was just scrambling in here trying to refuel, trying to rehydrate and also get off my feet. I think it's good. I think maybe if we did like the 450s did maybe like 10-minute motos, and we get like an extra little like 15 minutes between, it wouldn't be so bad for us. But we're doing 16 laps. You know, three 16-lap motos is a lot. And we used to do 120-lap main event, and we're not far from that with just one race. So
And honestly, same pay for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I know. So, yeah. And three times the risk. So it's but I do like them. I think it's good for the sport to see some kind of evolution in any kind of way. So I think it's something that'll stick around for a long time. But like I said, I think it needs to be kind of massaged and tweaked a little bit in order to really, like, I don't know, benefit everybody.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.